From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. President-elect Donald Trump spoke Friday with the president of Taiwan, an unprecedented move that could spur tension with China even before Trump takes office. The call is believed to be the first such contact between a U.S. president or president-elect and a Taiwanese leader since the United States broke diplomatic ties with Taiwan in 1979. Since then, Washington has pursued a so-called one-China policy when it shifted diplomatic relations from the government in Taiwan to the communist government on the mainland. On Twitter, the president-elect said the president of Taiwan called me today to wish me congratulations on winning the presidency. About an hour later, Trump groused about the reaction to the call, saying it was interesting how the U.S. sells Taiwan billions of dollars of military equipment, but I should not accept a congratulatory call. Trump also talked by phone with Afghan President Ashraf Ghani, Singapore's prime minister, and the president of the Philippines. He also promised to continue to have most of his cabinet posts filled by next week, calling his nominees tremendous people. The attorney general of the state of Michigan has asked his state Supreme Court to stop a vote recount in his state because the party requesting it had no chance of winning. Bill Schuette has asked the Supreme Court in Michigan that a challenge by candidate Jill Stein should be vacated because she could not justifiably seek a recount because she was not aggrieved to the extent that miscounting the votes would cause her to lose. Meanwhile, supporters of President-elect Donald Trump have filed lawsuits in Wisconsin and Pennsylvania to stop recounts in those states. This is VOA News. The United Nations says that more than 31,000 civilians have fled eastern Aleppo since Syrian government forces captured more than one-third of the rebel-held besieged territory earlier this week. As Lisa Schlein reports from Geneva, thousands of displaced people are trying to escape both Syrian government and rebel attacks.
Jens Laerke, the spokesman for the UN Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs, says some people fleeing eastern Aleppo reportedly are experiencing difficulties and in some cases putting their lives in danger.
We have reports that some men and boys have been detained when crossing into government-controlled areas. And some internally displaced people have reported that they had their documents confiscated upon crossing into government of Syria-controlled areas. We also have reports that some people trying to move have been shot at, resulting in death and injuries.
Laerke says there also are reports of rebel groups trying to prevent civilians from leaving eastern Aleppo. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Celebrations broke out in Gambia Friday after that country's electoral commission said an opposition candidate, Adama Barrow, had won an upset victory in the presidential poll and beat longtime ruler Yahya Jammeh. The Independent Electoral Commission announced that Barrow won 45% of the total, while Jammeh took about 36%. Jammeh said in a televised speech after the result that he accepted the election and would not oppose it.
I came on a Friday, 22nd of the month of July, 1994. Today, Friday, the 2nd of December, 2016, you Gambians have decided that I should take the back seat.
Jammeh has ruled the tiny West African nation since taking power in a military coup in 1994. Thousands of people lined the streets of Holguín, Cuba Friday to say their last goodbyes to Fidel Castro, the Cuban revolutionary leader who died last week. Cheering crowds waved flags and chanted as the procession passed through the town. Castro's ashes will be interred on Sunday in the eastern city of Santiago de Cuba, ending a 9-day period of mourning and a tour of more than 800 kilometers through the country. Employers hired American workers at a brisk pace last month. The U.S. Labor Department reports that non-farm payrolls increased by 178,000 jobs. November's 4.6% unemployment rate was the lowest since August of 2007. For more on these stories, visit our website. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.